Hello and welcome to episode 74 of the Lost Levels podcast. Today was the big E3 Nintendo Direct. We all watched it this morning, at least we tried to watch it this morning. We're just going to go over all the games that they showed off, maybe some games they showed outside of the Nintendo Direct, things from E3, whatever we want to talk about Nintendo. Today's Nintendo Day. We're going to skip what we've been doing. We've got other things to talk about today. And of course, who are we joined by? I'm your host, Ramsey. Today I'm joined by Spider Staryu.
My very appearance in this podcast is called The Sun Rays to Intensify. Hey, everyone.
Whoa.
I'm feeling a lot better today, so it's going to be a very juicy podcast, definitely.
Tyler?
Nice to be back. I'm just glad Twitter exists so I could keep up to date with the Nintendo Direct, because that stream was terrible.
Right. Toadette?
I'm Toadette. I'm here to kick ass and take names.
And a special guest, Emo Toad.
So, actually I'm here just to talk to you guys, because you guys are awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
So, let's just get right into it. They started, and no, I forgot, because I'm looking at the Skype call. I have right here next to me, Paul, another guest for the podcast.
Paul!
Oh, good people. Yes, so we're just going to get right into it. We'll start with the very first thing they showed.
But before we do that, I'd like to give a quick shout out to people at home. We got Mac Azuara listening to the podcast, as well as my brother. Okay. Thanks for supporting the cause.
I want to give a shout out to Paul.
Again, same shout-outs.
Love you, bro!
All right, but more important, we have the games. Pokemon X and Y, very first thing they showed. To me, it looked like more Pokemon, but maybe Spider Star, you probably know more what to say about this.
On the spot. There actually, a lot has been revealed on this trailer. Like, the announcement that the fairy type is real. 100% real, there is a new fairy type, and some Pokemon are going to be reclassed as fairy type. Like, Jigglypuff's going to be normal and fairy, Gardevoir's going to be psychic and fairy, Meryl's going to be water and fairy, and Sylveon is officially the fairy type. It is true. Fairy type is real. And, there's also been some new Pokemon that have been revealed. Let me see if I can remember them.
For those of you who want to know, as we know right now, fairy type is super effective against dragon type.
Yes, that is a fact. I know that there was a crab Pokemon revealed and then a seahorse, butterfly and a dragon. I'm trying to remember the names. The butterfly was called like Vivillon, I believe.
Vivillon. There's Noivern.
Vivillon is a bug and flying.
Yeah, there's a Clauncher, a lobster shrimp thing, Skrelp, a seahorse that's water poison, and Talonflame, which is fire flying, and looks to be an evolution of Fletchling, a bird Pokemon that was revealed a couple weeks ago.
Uh-oh, what does that mean?
I could explain why Fletchling knows Flame Charge in the Nintendo Direct video.
It means that Pokemon's going to turn into fire and flying.
Well, better watch out for rock types.
Yeah, times four weakness. But yeah, that's pretty much most of what was revealed. And I don't really think there was a lot else revealed that we already know and stuff. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for Pokemon X and Y, unless you guys want to say something.
There's something announced called a Pokemon-a-me, where you can actually, like, hang out with your individual team members and, like, pet them and play with them and give them food. And this doesn't just apply to the cutesy Pokemon like Pikachu and all. You could do it to Snorlax, Tyranitar. You could probably even do it to Arceus or Wailord, any Pokemon. It's supposed to help raise their happiness.
Even Staryu?
Yeah, Staryu.
Oh my god, I will be using that thing constantly, because Staryu is basically everything.
During the Pokemon Direct that was earlier, around 9 o'clock, Junichi Masuda, he foreshadowed that the raising the happiness using the Pokemon Ami will actually help your Pokemon in battle, such as like getting a higher chance of dodging an attack or getting a higher chance of getting a critical hit.
Ooh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it, though. So,
yeah, a lot to be excited for.
So is that.
There's also two new modes in battle. There is a horde battle where it's like a wild Pokemon battle, but it's like 5 wild Pokemon against you. And there's also a new aerial battle mode that's exclusive for flying types and Pokemon with the ability to levitate. It's like a battle in the sky, so that sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But that's it, though.
That's about what covered both the Nintendo Direct and the little thing they just had like an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I haven't been following anything Pokemon, but that's cool. Hey, if the stream was better, that's a whole other story.
The stream, we're only going to talk about that in a few. That stream was ridiculous.
I actually didn't watch the stream because while it was happening, I was in my state vision's test. So I didn't hear all the news until I went on to Mario Party Legacy when I was coming home from school. And I did find some surprising news that we will talk about later.
Yes.
That made me very happy.
Right. So, next game. Super Mario 3D World.
Woo!
Yes. Or the Wii U. Quick description. It's basically Super Mario 3D Land on the Wii U. Main highlight, 4 playable characters, Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Blue Toad.
No 3D.
What does that remind you of?
No 3D effects.
Who is called, the Blue Toad is just called Toad, so I'm assuming that that could be, he could possibly be the Toad, but they made him blue, like they did in Mario Brothers 2, to, because in, like, games like, New Super Mario Bros., they call it Blue Toad, but in here they just call him Toad, so he's probably blue to avoid confusion, because, once again, the dynamic 4 players all have their abilities from Mario 2 back. You know, Luigi can jump higher, Peach can float, Toad's super fast. Don't know if Toad's super strength is coming back, but it probably won't because there seems to be no picking up items, so he's probably just super fast. And Mario's the normal guy.
Actually, you can pick up items.
Really? So
pick up items. Everyone can.
So they probably will have Toad's back.
Well, do you mean picking up? Sorry, go ahead, Emo.
I think they'll have normal powers to me, just in my opinion. They'll probably have them all. Like the before and the old one.
But what kind of items are you talking about? You mean like power-ups or like physical objects that you can pick
physical
up?
Physical objects, like you can pick up like in Mario Bros. 2, like.
I saw them pick up a snowball in the trailer.
Yeah, yes. So if you can pick up stuff, then it is most likely going to be that Toad's super strength returns so we can pick up stuff faster. In the developer interview, the creator, I forgot his name, it's extremely Japanese, I forgot how to pronounce it, Tezuka or something, whatever, he said that, that Peach is best for newcomers while Toad is best for experts since he's pretty much like the speedrun dude.
We should also talk about the new power-ups that they have in the game.
Oh yeah, power-up!
Well, there's a new power-up that I think is called the Cat Bell, and it turns Mario into Cat Mario.
And yes, he literally, when you ask me Mario, he literally goes like, meow! And the powers of this power-up involve Mario being able to run on all fours. Well, not just Mario, anyone who gets the power-up, but so far we've seen Mario use it the most, so we're just going to use him as an example. So Mario can run on all fours, he can climb walls, and he can scratch things with his little key claws. And it is confirmed that all four characters can use this, as it is shown in the video and their official artwork. Mario gets a yellow cat suit, Luigi gets a green one, Peach gets a pink one, Toad gets a blue one. They're all really cute.
And Mario can climb poles.
Yeah, so just like how in Super Mario 3 Land you can kind of cheat by using the Tanuki tail to fly over the flagpole, you can use Cat Mario to climb up the flagpole and get that one up. There also appears to be new enemies, like these new gopher type enemies. Not like Monty Moles. They actually look more like gophers than Monty Moles did. There's also Charging Chuck from Super Mario World was returned. Fuzzies are back again. There's this new orange dinosaur thing that's not an enemy, it's an ally that you can ride in a boat. It looks oddly enough like Yoshi, so it could be some sort of subspecies of Yoshi or just a dinosaur in general. You can ride it like a boat over the water, and there's going to be some water levels where you ride it. It's going to be really cool. It's like Mario 3D Land, but, like, better.
Right, what do you guys think?
Did you talk about the tubes?
Yeah, so that's...
Oh, yeah, there are, like, clear tubes now that Mario and friends can go through, and you can actually control what direction you go in, because sometimes there will be, like, coins and extra things like these green stars and one-ups and enemies that you have to collect or avoid and all.
Do you mean a tunnel?
Yeah, the little glass tunnels.
So we've talked about a lot of what you can do, but what about like what we actually think, like some opinion? Like, do you like it? Do you like what you see? Is it too similar to 3D Land?
I love what I see so
much. Yeah, I love it. Mario 3D Land is what was my first game for the 3DS, and I loved it. I thought it was a really great refresher on the Mario series, and this looks even better since I always wanted it. Ever since I first played Super Mario Bros. 2, I wanted another game that had the group of four back, and they're back, and they have all their powers, so, you know, we don't have everyone with just the same generic powers and everything. We actually got, you know, their own little play styles.
I love how you describe it as generic. Well, they are. They're pretty much...
Like everyone having the same powers, like in New Super Mario Bros., but here they all have their own different powers. Like Mario is standard, Peach jumps higher, Peach floats, Toad fast. One thing that confuses me though is the whole, going back to Toad, the whole him being blue, because there was also a screenshot of what looked like a red Toad, like a playable red Toad, going through a level, and it seems like he had his little gear from Super Mario Galaxy, the headlamp and all, so he's probably just, like, a guide to help you, but he had, like, a lives counter or something, so I don't know, I'm having some sort of theory that perhaps Toad is red when you're playing just as him, and he's blue in multiplayer, or you could switch Toad colors at any time, I don't know, he's probably just a guide, though, and you're playing as Blue Toad.
So I can answer that one because we did get to play the demo today. We actually played all five levels that they had.
Freaking lucky!
And that you can go to Best Buy. I'm pretty sure they
have the Best Buy. Not at my Best Buy. It's not there. I checked. It's not there.
I'm gonna check that sometime around.
But for that specific thing you're talking about, that happens in like I think the second level that they show off. It's at the very end. There's just a series of tubes. And it has the same Toad from, what is it called, the Toad Brigade? He's just in there, he's just spinning constantly in there. And you can jump in there, and if you touch him, he, like, squeaks or whatever, then you just end the level. So he's just spinning in
there. Toad's such a dumbass, he's always just like, going to be nice, though. You can actually, it's going to be fun now interacting. Can you actually select what character to play as, or are you always Mario?
No, you can select whatever you want. So if you
oh
want
my
to
gosh, play, freaking finally! Freaking finally, I can actually play as a game that's just Toad.
I can play Peach.
Yeah, it's going to be fun interacting with Toads as a Toad. And it's like, hey, Toad, I'm Toad. How you doing, Toad? I'm Toad.
I would definitely play this game, though. I'd definitely play it.
So, Tyler, how about you? Because we haven't heard much from you. What do you think of 3D World?
I've been pretty public in my adoration of Super Mario 3D Land. It was probably one of my favorite games of 2011. And to see it get a sequel and to see a lot of the things built upon from the original in this looks great. The multiplayer looks really fun. It's going to be great to just sit on the couch with some friends and play it. Also, I really like 3D Land. I thought I liked the short levels, but I thought they were... great for a handheld pace. You did play the game, Mike, so can you say how long like the levels were that you played? Were they longer?
You know what? They generally felt the same. Just about the same length. I mean, you do have the three green stars that you can collect, go in different areas and find, but those are just side things. But just to beat the level, one level, it's generally the same time. At least that's what it felt like.
I always liked how in 3D Land they had, like, a mix of, like, easy levels and hard levels and short levels and long levels. Like, somebody would probably play 3D Land the first time and be like, oh, this is easy. But when they get to those special worlds, it's like, I hope they bring back special worlds, too, because that gave, a great amount of replayability and, like, you know, you want to 100% your file by collecting all the star medals, and I still don't think I've gotten to that final level in 3D Land, the special 8 crown or whatever it's called.
Good luck. I'm just trying to think of anything else worth noting. I mean, and so one person plays with the gamepad, and the rest had to play with the Wii remotes. And that's mainly what I use today, and I just don't like using the D-pad with this game. Yeah, with the gamepad, with the control stick, feels much better. Similar to the circle pad on the 3DS, the 3D Land, but D-pad is just... It felt a little wonky to me. I don't know. I think you'll get used to it, but at first, it's strange.
Well, it's a good thing. I'm a lone gamer. The gamepad's all mine! All mine!
They did confirm that you can use the pro controllers. They didn't have it at E3, but they did say that when the game's released, you can use the pro controller. So,
that'll be helpful.
Multiplayer.
Yeah, definitely. And I know with the gamepad, there's... In the levels, they'll have, like, little... secrets that, let's say there's a hidden block somewhere in a level. It'll sometimes make this little light reflection in that spot, and people on the gamepad can, like, click on it, and it'll appear, or whoever's playing can just hit it right away. That's really the only thing with the gamepad that you do in terms of touch.
I think it'd be cute if once you get the cat power up, like if you touch your character, they purr.
That would be cute. That'd be adorable, actually. Ash and Toad doing that would be cute.
Right. So, I mean, did we cover it pretty well? We got another big game coming up, but
yeah.
I think so.
All right. So next is Mario Kart 8.
Oh yeah.
Anything worth talking
about?
Oh
boy.
Oh, yeah. Mario Kart 8 is probably really, like, amazing to watch if you're a fan of Mario Kart series, because now the graphics are, like, beautiful in HD. It's been confirmed that it runs at 60 frames per second, so that's really fast. It's really crisp and clean, and it's kind of amazing because it actually looks like the characters are like a real-world environment with some like Mario-esque cartoony touch, but like mostly like real-world now, so that's pretty awesome. The bikes are coming back. The air glider and underwater stuff is coming back. Customizable parts are not confirmed, but they are probably coming back. There's a new thing where you can touch this, not touch, you drive over the special warp pad and like your character's tires become like hovercraft jets and like you can fly in like zero gravity, like some sort of like F-Zero stuff, but and it's really awesome. I know a couple people here would agree with me that the best part of the trailer is seeing a certain someone return.
Oh, gee whiz, Toadette. Who exactly is that special someone?
Toadette.
No way. You're kidding.
You heard it right here, folks. After 4.5 years, our favorite Fat Fabulous Fungus has finally returned to the racing scene. It is clearly shown several times in the trailer. I think at one point they even just kind of rubbed it in your face like, boom, Toadette, right there. She is on a race course driving some sort of, like, plane car or something, but it doesn't matter. All that matters is that Toadette is there. It's confirmed that she's there. It's clearly Toadette. It's not Toad and Drag. It's not Toad wearing a weave. It is Toadette right there.
It's probably the best
Pokemon
I've ever seen.
Yeah, so I can already tell, if it didn't sound cool enough already, all you Toadette fans are going to love this game.
I know, MPL basically blew up with, like, Toadette excitement.
Yeah.
I did, too. I ran around my house.
And I guess...
Go ahead.
Toadette would be, because I know in Mario Kart Wii they had 12 characters. They had the two babies, so those are gone. But again, Toadette replaced one of the babies, but who else was replaced?
Actually, I haven't seen Birdo so far in the series.
Have
you guys ever noticed that?
Waluigi's back too. For whatever reason, he wasn't in Mario Kart 7, but now he's back. He's back in there. What characters did we see already? We saw, Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toad, Toadette, Yoshi, Koopa, Wario, Waluigi,
Bowser.
That's 11.
My brother caught Shy Guy.
Shy Guy?
My brother,
no.
Did he saw him?
There was no, I don't want to be the party pooper. There was no Shy Guy.
Oh.
What's that 12th character then? I feel like I'm missing someone.
Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toad, Toadette, Yoshi, Koopa, DK,
DK! I forgot DK.
Oh, okay. DK.
I'm sorry, DK. Okay, so Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toad, Toadette, Yoshi, Koopa, Bowser, DK, Wario, Waluigi. So yeah, that's 12 characters there. They're probably going to be the starting roster, whatever. There could be more characters, but this seems to be like the basic roster, and most people know that they don't really show off the Mario Kart newcomers until later, until like near its release, like what they did with Makitu and Wiggler and Honey Queen and Alio. I'm excited to see if there's any newcomers, but I probably won't care about them because Toadette's back.
You know who I want to see return?
Who?
I want to see Honey Queen return.
Honey
Queen is the master of all carters. She's like the best addition ever.
I want to see back at Birdo. I haven't seen her in a long time. I don't know where she's at.
There aren't really any newcomers I want to return back.
I just want Toadette. That's it.
Done deal. Toadette. All right. Okay, any random ass character you want. Throw out like the ninja from the Super Mario Bros. 2 with the ostrich. Yeah, make the ostrich playable. I won't care. It's Toadette.
Okay.
I believe Birdo is in Mimin Island with Captain Pimpin.
I plead the fifth. With that, we will... No, we still got to talk about Mario Kart. The characters are cool and all. But what about some of the gameplay elements? One of the new things,
anti-gravity.
I guess, I
would
say gravity.
Yeah, there's some courses coming back. Melody Motorway / Music Park, Piranha Pipeway, those are coming back.
And the Desert Stage from GameCube, Mario Kart Double Dash, what's it called? Dry Dry.
If they bring that back, I'd be happy.
It's like Dry Dry, wasn't it like Dry Dry Desert or something like that?
Yeah, Dry Dry Desert.
Yeah, and there's a new level, like the scene where you see Toadette come back, there was like some, like, dessert level or something like that, similar to that battle course from Mario Kart DS, but, like, that's a full course, like, there's, like, ice cream and chocolate and fudge, you know, there was a course that looked like the standard, like, Mario Circuit and all, except an interesting thing is it's shaped like a Mobius strip, which is probably, like, the demonstration level for, like, anti-gravity and all, because... if it hasn't gotten badass enough, you get to see, like, Mario, like, go upside down, go on the walls, and, like, drive upside down on the ceiling of the course, so that's pretty cool.
I'm just gonna say one thing, and I know I'm gonna get some flack, but I don't care. I have to say the truth. This game better not be too similar to Mario Kart 7.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Coins are coming back, so,
they better not do what I think they're doing.
I don't know what their purpose is right now, whether they're going to be used for acceleration like Mario Kart 7 or just, like, collectibles you can use to, do you guys play Mario Kart
8? I would play it.
Did you guys, SD, did you play Mario Kart 8?
Yeah, we got, I played...
You played Mario Kart 8.
Do you know what the coins do? Are they like the ones in Mario Kart 7?
Well, you're kind of asking the wrong person, because I never even realized, not that I didn't realize, but I never noticed a huge significant difference. But yeah, you only collect 10 coins, you lose 3 coins, you get hit, that kind of stuff. So I'm guessing it's exactly the exact same. And since going off of what Stardew said about it being similar to 7, well, I would say you're in for some disappointment. Because we played it, and I have to say, it's Mario Kart 7 that looks much better. You have the gliding and the underwater stuff, which is obviously 7, but it just feels like it anyway. I mean, every Mario items, everything is really similar.
The only
difference is that it's really pretty.
That bikes are returning, so there might be a difference.
Hey, for all you online trolls, you're going to be happy fireballs are coming back.
All I'm going to say...
Are they going to have blue shells again?
Probably. Blue shell is like a staple item in Mario Kart now.
All I'm going to say is that as long as they fix the flaws from Mario Kart 7, I am good. I'm not even going to judge this game right away. I have not even played this game. When I play the game, I will judge it on its own. But I'm not going to say anything else because I feel like I'm going to sound ignorant saying, like, I better not be like this, and that, and I'm going to be disappointed. Because I can't say that because I have not played the game yet.
Your opinion,
but
man.
I'm just saying that it better not have that stupid... that stupid thing that where... You use a bullet bow or use a golden mushroom and you can barely catch up. That's all I'm going to say. That better not be happening again.
No handicap.
What?
I say get rid of them. Yeah, I don't know. We're different on them. We already had that debate.
Oh, yes.
Or at least tune them down.
Tone them down?
I would agree with that. I'd want them toned down. I
don't let them be as OPs for people who use them as handicaps and crutches if they're losing.
Yeah,
because it's cheap.
How
it's cheap as hell. If you're losing in a race and you pull out a bullet bill, that's it.
Hey, does the game go from first to 12th place, or does it go from 1 to 8?
12.
It goes 1 to 12?
12. I'm yeah, pretty sure it was 12.
That's cool.
Yeah, I guess it was, because all 12 characters.
Yeah, they guys told me on AIM.
Alright, so yeah, it's 1 to 12 again, like Mario Kart Wii. So yeah.
And I just have to say, we played 3D World first, and we thought, you know, that game looked great. It looked really good. Great Wii U game. And then we went to Mario Kart. It looks fantastic. It looks really good. I really enjoyed it. That's
for a Wii U game, Mark. It's impressive.
It's, yeah. I really enjoyed it. It looks
yes,
fantastic.
The graphics are so beautiful. Like, I mean, I'm liking now how they're giving some characters, like, actual specific details, like Mario's clothes. You can they actually look like fabric. Like, you can see, like, the stitching on his overalls and all. And, like, Bowser, he's actually got, like, you can... some people notice this in New Super Mario Bros. U. Like, his like, horns and his, like, spikes are actually, like, spiked. And, like, his shell looks real. And, like, Toad and Toadette. Well, I don't know about Toadette, but probably Toadette. The Toads, they have, like, little pores in their cap, like real mushrooms, like not big old holes in their cap, but like tiny little speckled dots on their cap, which would where their spores would come out, like in a real mushroom. And like DK's got like the realistic fur and all, it's really great. Like I really love how like detailed they're getting with these characters now.
Yeah. I guess that's pretty much it. Tyler, I didn't hear much out of you. What do you think?
One thing I would like to say is I'm really excited about the anti-gravity. I think that's going to help them a lot with track design. Yes. I think they can do some inventive things with that. And it reminds me of F-Zero, like I believe Toadette said earlier. And, man, I would love to see another F-Zero game, but if we're not going to get that little anti-gravity in the Mario Kart game, I'm down.
What the hell?
So I guess we should just move on to the next game. That's pretty much all we have for Mario Kart 8. It looks amazing. Toadette's back. Waluigi's back. Anti-gravity. Mobius strip. Awesome graphics. Coming out this probably late this year. It's going to be just
Nah, it's 2014.
2014, and...
Now, though, it looks fun.
It's probably going to be, like, out in spring.
Yeah, it was spring 2014.
Ah, damn. Alright, well, let's move on to the next game.
The next game was Wii Party U, which is being developed by IndieCube. Have you guys played the original Wii Party?
Yes.
No. I've seen videos of it, though.
So bye. But I'm
How did you like it, Peachy?
How did I like Wii Party?
Yeah.
The game was pretty fun. Like, you know, you have some friends over and stuff. I mean, the game is very luck-based. But, you know, like, if you have some people to play with, you can have, like, a really fun time playing those board maps and the different modes they have to offer. So, yeah. The first one was definitely good.
Did you see the what they showed off at E3 today, PG?
I saw a little bit of it. I didn't see the whole thing because the stream was lagging and then skipped basically the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what happened to me too.
I wasn't really interested in Wii Party, so I didn't bother to look at the video.
One thing I'll never get is the people who are just interested in Mario Party yet, like. Wii Party is, like, beneath them. I've never understood that, because they're basically the same game, more or less.
Yeah, and especially now with Mario Party 9, like, Mario Party 9 was pretty much Wii Party, but with Mario characters. Mario Party!
We got Mike back, so, did you check out Wii Party U?
I'm
Mike,
sorry, what?
Did you check out Wii Party U?
We Party U. No, we didn't look at that. We actually should have.
We Party U looks dumb as hell.
Wait, hold on. We should probably should have, because I remember the line was probably small. They only had one demo out of, like, the...
Nobody wants to play.
So it did not...
What is going on?
Alrighty. So, okay, sorry. Yeah, I dropped out for a second. Where are we?
We just finished up Wii Party U, so they announced the new Art Academy game for the Wii U.
Oh, really?
Girl, where were you?
Yes.
I didn't hear about that. All I heard was the big games.
Well, they mentioned that they're gonna expand Miiverse, like the drawing part.
Ooh, oh yes.
They're gonna
yes.
add more features of that and.
As an artist, that really pleases me. Now I can just spam the entire Mario Kart community with Toadette pictures.
Oh boy.
I would do that. Actually, it's kind of my character bit. It would be awesome.
So yeah, when they got into expanding that, they decided to make Art Academy game for you. And it makes a lot of sense. The gamepad's great for, drawing.
It's basically like, it's basically literally like a big DS minus the top part.
Peachy and Emotid, have you guys ever played Art Academy?
I have it for my DS Lite.
No, I never played it.
Yeah, I got it. I played the original Art Academy before. I made a couple drawings with it.
Yeah, I want to get the 3DS version. It's actually the only first party Nintendo game that I don't own for the 3DS right now. So,
I don't really need it because I prefer to use Color 3D.
Yeah, I have that. That's a really fun app.
Did they happen to mention anything about Footnote Studio for EDS?
Not at the direct, but they announced all the details for that, the subscription plan and the release date. They announced that like a week ago.
That's right.
I think it's like 99 cents a month or something was the subscription rate or something.
Yeah, I don't really want to pay for it, but I do really
I think you can use it for free from like 3 to 9 p.m. Or something like that.
Well, that's normally the time I post anyway, so, yeah, that sounds pretty fair.
One of the other big games was, Wind Waker HD, which, looked gorgeous. Mike, did you check that out? If you're there?
We didn't play, but we did watch some of it, and yeah, it looks really nice, really crisp. It's really good. It's really good.
Normally I don't care.
The only change is that
normally I don't care.
I'll quickly finish up. Sorry, there's a lag.
How sad.
Go ahead, you can first.
Normally I don't care about graphics, but all these new games, like, Mario Kart and, Wind Waker and the next game we're gonna be talking about, they look really, just really, wow.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you're saying you saw some of it at E3, you saw some footage?
Yeah, they had a demo for three different portions. You can play the very beginning, Outset Island, the boss battle with the, what is it called, Helmoric King or something, the giant bird.
Helmoric
King. There you go, and, what was it? The second one. I don't remember what the second one is, but they showed the cell shading. It's definitely still there with those screenshots.
It looks a lot more solid and natural.
Yes. And so some of the changes in the gameplay that I saw, just that I noticed offhand, the Wind Waker, the actual Wind Waker is assigned to a D-pad. When you're sailing, the can spin, the hook, and the baton again. They're all assigned to the D-pad, so you don't have to worry about putting bombs on your item screen or what have you. touch screen. Oh, what was on the touch screen? Just a map. It looked very, I don't know how to describe it, ancient. It looked nice on the bottom screen, but it looked like all that was on there was a map. At least that's what I saw at the time, guys.
So
there might be stuff
like
online. I don't know. I still haven't checked since this morning.
So they're not like hotkeying.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, they're not hotkeying items like in Ocarina of Time 3D on the touchscreen.
Yeah, similar to that. I know. Oh, I wonder if you can switch B to, because it has the sword icon on B. Maybe you can switch that again in some of the older games. But yes, those item buttons are still there, and you just get rid of some of those baton and whatnot and move them to like the D-pad. Those kind of items. I'm trying to think what else. It's basically the same game, just beautiful. Even more beautiful.
And
you say, man, Wind Waker's not beautiful?
Okay, I guess for me, Wind Waker is looking very fantastic. These HD graphics is fantastic. It looks very, very, very juicy, very succulent and luscious. So I will definitely be picking up when it comes out. I will definitely be picking it up. It comes out in like October or November, right? Like around October, November.
Yeah,
but
I think I have money.
Yeah, I think I should have money by then.
October.
Okay, October. Then I'll definitely have money. So, yeah. All is good. All is well.
Yeah, so, Mike, you hear me good now? Lag free, maybe? Yeah, Wind Waker HD looks great. Yeah.
Well, so let's move on to the next topic.
Yeah, they showed off a little bit of Wonderful 101, which is a Platinum Games joint. This is probably one of my most anticipated Wii U titles, easily. Kamiya is the director on the project, and I'm a big fan of his. And I think it's going to be fantastic. Looks like a fun action game. It basically looks like something Clever would do. And,
It looks like Pikmin and Beautiful Joe had a baby.
Yeah, definitely. He did, Kamiya, he did create Beautiful Joe, so, that's...
Yeah, it looks like that fused to Pikmin.
Apparently Mike's having some connection issues, and so we might not have him for a good bit of this podcast. But, Peachy and, Imatad, you got any, thoughts on Wonderful 101?
Not really, since I'm not a big fan.
Same. Honestly, sorry. Yeah. I don't really have a lot to say about it.
Well, next, they showed off, Retro's very anticipated title. And it's not a new Metroid, it's not Star Fox, it's not Star Tropics, nor a new IP. They're doing another Donkey Kong Country game. This one with the subtitle Tropical Freeze. It looks pretty fantastic. I was a little underwhelmed. I was hoping Retro would have a new IP, but I loved Donkey Kong Country Returns, so I'm not going to complain about more Donkey Kong Country. Toadette, any thoughts on that?
I don't really follow the Donkey Kong series, but I did see some screenshots of it, and it looks good. Dixie Kong is back for all of you DK fans and all. The new bad guys look cool. They're all like sea animals.
Yeah, they're like Vikings, so a lot of cool stuff there. Peachy, you got any thoughts on the new Donkey Kong Country game?
It looks very, very, very good so far. I'm really liking all the Donkey Kong Country Returns similarities, because I literally love that type of style. And I also really love how Dixie Kong is playable, too, so you can have her weave hits and stuff with her blonde, you know, here. It looks like it's going to be a very good game. All jokes aside, it looks like it's going to be a very good game. I like the storyline so far. They could probably do something interesting with that. Well, you know how Donkey Kong is. You can't really... They could probably make some sort of story with Donkey Kong. So... yeah, so it definitely looks great so far. I definitely want to see how this
looks. Is that they actually look like they have
Virginia. We lost you at the end of that sentence.
Oh my.
Alright, we had a brief appearance by our friend Mike here, but looks like there's still some internet problems. So, one thing I do want to add, it looks like they're really doing a great job of, like, influencing the puzzle pieces and stuff. I was reading a Polygon preview of it earlier today, and it seems like they've done a lot of good things. And a big thing on the soundtrack, notice, David Weiss is working on the soundtrack. He did the original Donkey Kong Country Games soundtrack, so very exciting.
Yeah.
Mike, there, we're hearing some background chatter.
Yes, okay, thank you.
All right.
That means you can
hear us.
Oh, yeah, my input was that I'm looking forward to the new Donkey Kong Country game. They actually, because it is on Wii U, they have a little bit of leeway with the graphical capabilities. So now this time around, instead of Donkey Kong just having a general texture for skin, he actually has legit animated fur.
Yeah, it's really amazing. They did the same thing with Mario Kart and, the other game.
Yeah, well, one of the things I noticed when playing
Donkey
Kong Country...
Yeah, just
Go on, Mike.
Sorry, there's some major lag here, so that's the reason why there's some weird... keep cutting each other off. But I was just going to say that this... Along with 3D World and Mario Kart, this is the game we played the most. There were four levels, we played three of them, and I don't know, I'm just trying to see what was new from the original game. And basically the biggest things are a dynamic camera. The levels are still side-scrolling, but there you'll get to points where it will... shoot you off into a tree, and you're going around the tree and up into the very branches. And
it's not just side-scrolling. You get to see the whole level.
Right, right. It's really interesting, and it uses the technology that it has at hand. I guess to its fullest, it looks really good. I don't know exactly what the Wii U is capable of, because we were getting a lot of side-scrolling kind of games. But... Yeah, and the other thing, they also added this mechanic where you can pull things out of the ground and, I don't know, pluck whatever, little handles that bring out trees or what have you. That's a new ability. You get to pluck things out of the ground, which wasn't in the first game. I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yes. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, when I was playing through Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D, I was thinking to myself, wow, this game would look so beautiful in HD, and when I played the Wii original too. So to see a proper Donkey Kong Country game on the Wii U has me very excited, because Retro has always been known to push the graphical capabilities of their systems, like Metroid Prime, for example, on the GameCube and Wii, and it looked beautiful from what I've seen, and I can't wait to play it.
Also, this might be a rumor, and I might just be, like, going nuts or something, but correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there, like, something said, like, somewhere, like, or rumored, like, how there's possibly, like, another new playable character, not just Dixie?
It might be rumored, but it hasn't been confirmed.
Yeah, it's probably a rumor. But I was thinking, like, I thought there was, like, going to be, like, another playable character, like Tiny Kong or something, but it's probably definitely a rumor. Like, until I hear something about it, I'm just going to classify it as a rumor.
I also would like to see the Kremlins back. It's just kind of weird having Donkey Kong Country games without the classic foil to Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah, King Carol would be cool to see in HD, because it'd probably actually give him, like real, like... Is he a crocodile or alligator?
I don't say the same thing.
I'm guessing because of his name, he's a crocodile. So, like, they give him, like, you know, like, the real, like, scales and all, that, you know, make him actually have, like real crocodile texture.
So, some other games were announced. What's next to talk about, PG?
Well, there's three. There's Oddworld, New and Tasty. That was recently shown.
Yeah, that's a remake of the first Oddworld game. They showed it at Sony's press conference yesterday, and they went into a little bit of detail there. It was nice to see it was coming to the Wii U as well as a downloadable game. Nice to see the eShop get some support. Oddworld's a fantastic game, and. You know, I'm just glad to see, you know, Nintendo getting some nice third-party support right there.
Yeah. The next game, I don't even know how to pronounce.
Monolith Sauce, they have a new game called X that's coming out. It's,
not to be confused with Pokemon X and Y.
Yeah, it's a spiritual successor to Xenoblade Chronicles, which came out for the Wii. It came out, last year in North America, but it came out before then in both Europe and Japan. And it was a very great RPG. And this game looks fantastic. There's these mechs that you can ride in this game. I believe they call them dolls. And the scale of this game just looks breathtaking. The world that they've seemed to have crafted, Monolith Soft have. It looks fantastic and easily one of my most anticipated titles for the Wii U. And it reminds me, I still have to go back and finish up Xenoblade Chronicles because I still have a long way to go there.
Yeah, my friend, he was a real big fan of Xenoblade, so I think he will like this game.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. And, also shown was Bayonetta 2, which is the sequel to Platinum Games' Bayonetta. The original game was published by Sega, and the only reason the sequel's being made is because Nintendo helped fund it. So that's why the game is exclusive to the Wii U. And like I said, Platinum Games on the helm. Kamiya directed the first game, but he's not directing this one. He is still involved. But he was directing The Wonderful 101, so his protege is directing this game, and it looks fantastic. Bayonetta has a new haircut, which was the big takeaway from the Nintendo Direct for me, and I'm excited to play it. I have the first game on the 360. It's a great action game in the vein of Devil May Cry, and just a fantastic game.
Mm-hmm.
So, should we get to our final announcement?
Our final Smash, maybe?
Yes. Super Smash Bros. 3DS and Super Smash Bros. Wii U. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
There is just so much to clock. I'm not even going to say that. There's just so much to, go on about these games, so we're gonna try to just say our main opinions and stuff about it so far, but let's try to say a few things about it. Well, first off, we got the usual cast of people, you know, for original. We have Mario, what's his name? Mario, we have DK, Link, Samus, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, and Yoshi's not shown yet, but we have Bowser, we have Pit, and we have three newcomers. We have the Animal Crossing Villager. So far, it seems like it's just a male one. So we got the Animal Crossing Villager who uses different objects to fight, like a pot, planting a tree, knocking it down, a bowling ball,
the shovel.
Shovel, yeah, the net. So much
shovel. Shovel looks so cheap.
Well, we don't know yet, but the Animal Crossing Villager is playable, which is funny because last year, well, not last year, but last time when Brawl was out, Sakurai said that the Animal Crossing Villager couldn't fight, like what he said about the pen dog. It's funny how he changed his mind about that.
For all of you Capcom fans who lost hope, a shining beacon of light from the Reginator himself and the Holy Sakurai has blessed upon you and has made risen from the grave Mega Man.
Mega Man is playable in this new game. Yes, he has tons of abilities, like Metal Gear, Super Throw, he has a leaf shield, so much stuff, even a charge shot, and I know there was some sort of fire ability. So he has a lot of abilities, and one thing I love about Mega Man is that he's a third-party character that fits. He just fits in with the characters. You just look at him, you're like, he fits in perfectly. You know he's not Nintendo, but you just know he just fits in great.
His moves are based off the Robot Master upgrades he gets in various Mega Man games, like the Leaf Shield and the Metal Blade.
Also, his robotic dog Rush appears.
It looks like he's like a recovery move.
Yeah. So, character that's gonna be revealed. You're never gonna guess who it is. You wanna know who it is? The Wii Fit Trainer. Yes, you heard it here. The Wii Fit Trainer is gonna be playable in this next Super Smash Bros. She's gonna use her massive, awesome abilities of working out and staying in shape to weigh in on the other characters. She's gonna put some foes into shape. She's gonna get everyone into shape. She's gonna show everyone how it is and how it's done. So,
and personally, I think she is the best newcomer out of all of them. Like, it's been confirmed that Sakurai purposely added her in because she was like the one character that nobody would ever suspect would even actually be considered playable for Smash Brothers. So basically she's like the joke character for that game, but she's actually good. Like, she's got some really powerful moves on her.
Yeah, her final smash is super strong. From what it's shown, basically, she lets out a bunch of what, Toadette?
She shoots several silhouettes of herself that similar to Mario's final smash, she shoots out several silhouettes of herself that, like, go out forward and push people off the stage and hit them like projectiles.
And from what I've seen of it, it looks like it's going to be very strong, too, so.
One of those final smashes that if you're on one side, you're safe. If you're on the other side, you're screwed.
Yeah. So let's get a recast of all the characters really quick. Mario, DDK, Link, Samus, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, Bowser, Pit, Villager, Mega Man, and Wii Fit Trainer. That's all we know so far.
So Mike wants to ask a question.
Yeah. So how did you guys find out about the Wii Trainer thing? Like, did you see the video and watch it without knowledge that was the character, or did you know going in?
I saw it on Facebook. I saw the video of her introduction.
Did you know that it was her right off the bat?
Yeah, I knew it was her. I played Wii Fit before.
Do you mean like, and when you first saw the video, did you suspect that she was playable? Or like,
I guess, like, when some, let's say, wherever you found the video, did say, like, Wii U Fit Trainer playable,
yes.
Or was it, like, secret character watch to find out, or whatever?
No, it said Wii Fit Trainer.
The video I was shown did not say that. When I saw the video, it just said new character in Super Smash Brothers. And when I saw the Wii Fit, when I saw them doing the Wii Fit thing, I was like, oh no, this can't be. I was like, no, I'm not gonna believe it until I see it. And then when I saw her touch Mario, like, tap, 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 I was like, oh, hell no.
There's something I noticed about the 3DS version.
What is it?
The characters are cel-shaded. Like, they're like 3D models, like, they're really high quality for the 3DS, but they have, like, little outlines, which Sakurai said that it makes them easier to see from far away because the stage constantly switches in and out, but that's not the thing I noticed. I have a prediction that a new Fire Emblem character is going to be added to the roster, probably Crom, the protagonist of the most recent game, because in the 3DS one, as one of the stages, a level, an area from Fire Emblem Awakening called Regna Ferox is a stage in the 3DS version. It's that big, like, brownish, beige place with all the people inside of it. You saw, like, Mario jumping around in, and, like, Pit using his knuckles in. That's Regna Ferox, and that's a place in Fire Emblem Awakening. So that's probably hinting that they're at least going to have something from Awakening in the new games, whether it be a new character from there or, like, some assist trophies or whatever.
Well, they said that the stages in the 3DS version will be based off of handheld games,
yeah,
while the Wii U version will have console games.
Yeah, yeah, like, there's a Mario 3D Land stage and, like, a Nintendog room stage.
So, yeah, you can expect, like, a different variety of stages in both games. So it's not going to be like, oh, they're going to be, like, the exact same thing, but just different consoles. No. There's going to be tons and tons of differences. So you definitely got to buy them both if you can.
I just don't know which one I want to start with first.
I'm going to buy both of them at the same time.
I know. I'm going to try to buy them both at the same time, too. I'm talking about which one to play first.
Oh, that's going to be hard. Probably the Wii U one.
Both at the same time.
So, just to give my answer to Mike's question, I found out about the Wii Fit Trainer. There's a video I saw on Go Nintendo. It was just titled Sakurai like plays as Mega Man versus Mario. And I clicked on that, and they showed the little cutscene where I think it was Mario, Link, and somebody else doing like
Kirby.
Some yoga poses.
Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby. Did some yoga poses, and I was like, what the hell? And then I saw the Wii Fit Trainer, and I had a pretty good laugh. But they did show off some actual gameplay. They showed off one match of the new game, and it looked very good. Sakurai was playing as Mega Man, and he ended up beating, I forget who was playing as Mario, but he beat him in a sudden death. So that was a pretty fun watch.
One thing I want to know is that I want you guys' opinion on this. They said that the Wii U and the 3DS will have the same amount of characters. But does that mean, like, do you think that, like, all the characters in the Wii U one will be playable in the 3DS one? Do you think some characters won't be in one version and they'll be in another version? Like, what's the armadillo
Dylan's Rolling Western.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe I forgot that name. Wow. Dylan, do you think, like, someone like Dylan would be playable in, like, the 3DS version, and then we have someone like the Wii Fit Trainer who would be playable in the Wii version for obvious reasons? Do you think, like, they would do, like, separations like that?
Well, it's a really peculiar thing to say that they'll have the same amount of characters and not just say, hey, they'll have the same characters. So it certainly seems like that will be the case, especially when he went into detail about the stages being different. So I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty cool if they had, like, character exclusives, like, you know, like get Wii U version to get so-and-so, get 3DS version to get so-and-so, and whatever. I'm still sitting here hoping to see Olimar return or a Pikmin representative return. It probably will happen because of how hyped up Miyamoto is making Pikmin 3. Like, so far I've seen 3 videos of him talking about it. But I'm also still hoping for Toad over here, because he'll just look really great with the HD or high-def 3D graphics.
You know who I want to see playable? I want to see Starfy playable. Do you know Starfy from the legendary Starfy? I love that game. So you should definitely have, like, Starfy playable. It'll be fun. Have, like, spin attacks, you know? No?
Oh. Yeah, that'd be great. I would love that. Yeah, he's a fun character. He's not the most well-known in North America, but the DS game did come out here, which I believe is the last one that's been out.
Yeah. Well, they did that with Fire Emblem before Melee. Like, it wasn't even in the U.S., and after Melee came out, they started porting the Fire Emblem games to the U.S. so people could like get to know the characters more.
Yes, same thing happened after Brawl. We had the legendary Starfy come out after that.
Yeah, the character Roy. Roy was actually, his first appearance was actually Melee in both the U.S. and Japan, because the respective Fire Emblem game he was in came out after Melee, so he was actually like introduced in Melee before he was in the actual game he's supposed to be from.
Yeah, but he was just advertised, and that's all he was, but that's a little off topic. So is there any other comments we would like to say about this?
Smash Bros. Looks beautiful. I can't wait for it. They say it's got a release date of 2014. I'm going to save up pretty much all my money, because that's pretty much going to be almost like $100 coming out of my wallet just to get both those games. And it's going to be worth it, because I'm sure they're going to release some awesome stuff about it. Some cool newcomers are going to come soon, and it's just going to be great. They got their own dojo website, so people are going to get all hyped up about that, too.
So, yeah, definitely a lot to look forward to.
You'll have a lot of time to save up that money, since it won't come out until next year.
Yeah.
I think Mike wanted to say something about Mario Kart.
Yeah, how about that release date? What the heck? It's not coming for Christmas. I thought that was a no-brainer. That was definitely going to happen. I'm a little shocked that was almost... It was guaranteed that Mario Kart would be out for Christmas.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be their big holiday 2013 game, but it looks like they're going with Super Mario 3D World. We don't have to wait too long. It is coming out in spring of 2014, but yeah, that was surprising to me as well. I thought it'd be a 2013 release, but I'm sure it'll be worth the wait. But yeah, interesting decision.
Well,
we don't want them, rushing the game, but you know, we'll see.
Well,
yeah,
give
some time; they'll probably pay off in the end.
Well, I've been saying that for like 3 minutes. Well, they might be doing that because they already have tons of games coming out for the Wii U and the 3DS. So maybe they don't want it to be overshadowed. They don't want some games to be overshadowed by, like, a massive thing like Mario Kart 8. Like, you know how the kids will see Mario Kart 8 and they're like, oh, I want to get that game. I want to get that game. They're going to get that game. They're going to ignore the other Nintendo games. And, you know, in this economy, there's only so much money some people have.
They might have a lot of stuff coming out for the 3DS, but they do not have a ton of stuff coming out for the Wii U. The Wii U needs as much software as it can get right now.
Well, yeah, I agree with the Wii U, yes. So, yeah.
Right.
So, that's pretty much it. Thank you guys for watching. I'm sure you guys have tons of opinions, which you will tell us in the comments about everything you think. So let's try to get some final words out before we get to our ending information. Toret, final words?
Toret's back. Woo! Yeah!
SC and Paul?
Si, senor. Final words.
Final words. Well, I'm looking forward to the rest of E3. I'm going to be playing the rest of them demos. I'm trying to see what I can get my hands on.
Yeah, definitely for me, Mario Kart looked the best. I as similar as it is to previous games, it looked beautiful, and I'm really excited for that. And who doesn't like Mario Kart? Come on. Fun stuff, but I don't know. Can we get, like, an overall of what did we think of the Nintendo Direct and the hype behind it?
Oh, speaking of which, I was going to say.
Like, talk about this. Like, was this enough? Was this good? Was it bad? Was it lackluster? And I don't mean the stream. The stream was bad.
We need more Smash Brothers.
It was definitely very good. I could say that. I could be greedy and be like, oh, they should have done more, but, you know, I think they've done enough. Some people, like, really expect, like, the world. But, you know, this is the video game community, you know, there's tons of stuff going on and tons of people and stuff.
You know how video games work.
Yeah. So I would definitely say that I definitely enjoyed this Nintendo Direct. It was very awesome, very informative, lots to discuss about. So, yeah, definitely this Nintendo Direct was great.
I feel like this didn't help Nintendo a lot for 2013, with the exception being Super Mario 3D World, but it does set up a fantastic 2014. A lot of the reaction I saw was a lot of disappointment. I think the fact that Retro was working on another Donkey Kong Country game disappointed a lot of people. Not that it's a Donkey Kong Country game, they were just expecting a lot. I mean, the game was so secretive for such a long amount of time. You'd think it would be something more bigger, something more grand. And what they saw was, oh, it's another DKC game. Great. And I see disappointment there. I saw disappointment in the 3D Mario game, too, because they were expecting something like another Galaxy title. And what we got was a Super Mario 3D Land sequel. And, this is kind of Nintendo's fault. They hyped up these announcements for weeks. They're like, oh, we'll show off a new 3D Mario. They would have just, like, kept quiet about it for a couple weeks, and a lot of these bloated expectations would have not happened. But overall, I'm personally happy, but this wasn't the great E3 a lot of Nintendo fans were hoping for. I'll say that.
All right, Toadette?
Yeah, and I...
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a lag.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm just
about
really
that?
Happy.
Oh.
I know I'm like...
A seagull.
Okay. I was just going to say that I completely agree with Tyler. Because the thing that gets people is when there's a bunch of surprises. That's why people love, like, the April Nintendo Direct, the Zelda, and the Mario Party, and all that craziness. Surprises. And this time, we pretty much knew everything. We knew Mario Kart was going to be there, 3D World, whatever. Smash Brothers, we knew that, and we were expecting more, and we didn't get it, so that kind of put a damper on things. But it was good, and again, agree, it did not set up a well 2013 for the Wii U. In fact, it kind of made it really weak, because I was expecting a little more. But yes, I had one more thought, but I'm gonna... You know, this is my final word. I'm not going to speak again because the lag is crazy. All right, Paul, yes, we'll just say bye for now, and we'll keep listening. See you guys.
I love you, Paul.
Love you too, guys.
Bye. All right, so now let's get our ending information out. If you want to guest star on the podcast, or if you have any questions, just contact us on YouTube. Find out updates and more juicy stuff at our YouTube, youtube.com/user/TheLastLevelsMPL. You could check out Mario Legacy in our forum at MarioParlegacy.com and MarioParlegacy.com/forum. Check out our original Mario Party content with our games MPI and MPFS at MPIMPFS.MarioParlegacy.com. Follow us on Twitter at MPL Network and at our Facebook page, MPL Network. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter. I am at SpiderStarYou. And, you can subscribe to me on YouTube. I am SpiderStarYou. I make juicy videos that are so luscious and juicy and succulent and potent. It's just too much. It's just too much for you, but you can handle it.
StarYou.
What?
Keep it PG-13. You're getting kind of into that.
Okay. You can, subscribe to Dark Boo on YouTube. He is 516-910-43494. You can subscribe to Super Zambazy on, wow, I was about to say Twitter. YouTube, Super Zambazy. He's Super Zambazy everywhere. On Twitter, at Super Zambazy. YouTube, Super Zambazy. On the Nintendo Network, Super Zambazy. You can follow, wow. You can follow Tyler on Twitter. He's at Tyler Trees.
Yeah, you can follow the man with the biggest arms, the man with the biggest, the most charm, the man who could cause you a lot of harm at Smash Brothers on Twitter at Tyler Treese.
You can subscribe to Timmy on YouTube, Mr. Nintendo, and you can subscribe to Toadette on YouTube, Caitlin Robitalian, and her Tumblr is Unofficial Official Toadette, and her Facebook is Homicidal Fungus. So that is it for our podcast. Oh my, this has been a very great experience. Thank you everyone for joining me, and Tyler, SC, Paul, Toadette, Emo Toad, thank you so much. This has just been a blast, and I'm glad I feel a lot better today, because yesterday, I was just out of it. But thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next time, all right? See you, bye-bye.
And a shout-out to Paul.
Shout-out to Paul.
Yeah, Paul!
No Paul.